Hello, dear friends. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here in Dallas, Texas. I'm at the City Place where I am right now, friends. Wow, it's been a way wild kind of thing. It's a long time I was with you on broadcast. My friends, we have been going through a shaking because the company I worked for, the owner of the property, the one who owned the property, could not renew the contract with our business. So our boss who hired us, he couldn't operate the store where I was assistant store manager. And so they closed the store. So every one of us are out and hunting for a new job. Can you imagine? So my friends, I'm speaking to you right now while I'm hunting for a new job. So what I ask of you is to pray for me. Whatever you're listening to this broadcast, just remember Bishop Mwamba, Lawrence Mwamba. Say, oh Lord, touch him, open doors for him, let the miracle take place. I believe in miracles. You know, I know that God is gonna work a miracle. That's why, you know, we children of God, even in adverse situations, we don't faint, because we know that God is working with us. So friends, things are okay here in America. We got a new government running with President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. So we are doing very well. Things are moving on by God's grace. But you know what? I just finished sharing on Facebook Live, and I want to share with you as well. The subject matter I want to share on is a call to repentance. A call to repentance. And I took my text from the book of Hosea and chapter number 6, reading from verse number 1. Now, if you're listening to me, let's read together. If you got the Bible, let's read together the book of Hosea. Listen. It says, "Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is he who has torn, and he will heal us." So here Hosea said, let's come back to God, guys. It's God who has torn us, and it's him who is going to heal us too. You know, like in my situation right now where I'm looking for a job and stuff like that, I can say God has torn us, but then he's healing us. You see, when adverse situations happen, that's not a time to run away from God. That's a time to draw close to God so he can work miracles. So Hosea saying, come, let us return to the Lord, for it is he who has torn, and he will heal us. He has struck down, and he will bind us up. So if we are struck down, like losing a job or a business, or getting a disease which people say is incurable, God will bind us and heal us. So even right now, as I'm expecting a miracle, I know that God is going to move. There are people who have promised me that they're going to offer me a job. They called me back and said, just wait. I did an interview. I've done interviews, and I'm expecting a miracle. You know, these things sometimes, they take a little while before they actually take place. There are seasons in God. So, but the greatest thing we can do is to wait and look fervently to the Lord, knowing that he's going to work a miracle on our behalf. Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is he who has torn, and he will heal us. He has struck down, and he will bind us up. I'm excited even at this time, even as the Now Television are wanting us to begin a broadcast on Now Television. And you know, the budget for that thing, I'm estimating right now within the range of $10,000. Because we have to buy some cameras, we have to do recording equipment and stuff. But you know, there's nothing that is impossible with God. I've handled such kind of money in thousands of dollars. I've handled like $10,000. I've handled the big monies, you know. So I'm expecting God to move. I'm expecting God to perform a miracle. I know that God will work and nothing is going to hold him back. So, you know, as you work with us, just remember to pray with us. You know, remember that we are here in readiness to get on national television, now television. You know, Joyce Meyer, Kenneth Copeland, Joel Osteen, Kenneth Atkins Jr., all of them are on Now Television. And these are the people who want us to be on Now Television. So join us in prayer. Pray with us. Let us believe God together that a miracle is going to take place. And I tell you what, you know what? God is going to move miraculously. And so he says here, after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live before him. Why is he saying after 2 days, he will revive us? Here now, Hosea is talking about the time span. See, God does things a step at a time. He says after 2 days, he will revive us. You know, when calamities happen, we tend to faint. When bad things happen, we tend to get knocked out. But you know, when we trust in God, the God of wonders and miracles moves in our behalf. So here, Hosea is giving us an assurance that after 2 days, the Lord will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live before him. You see, the most important thing is to have God. When you live before him, you're living before the God of the miraculous. You understand me? Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His appearing is as sure as the dawn. The appearing is as sure as the dawn. You know, when the day breaks, it comes up. That's how sure it is that God is going to hear us. There's no day when you say the day is not going to break up. There's no day we ever say there will be no sun. Today is Tuesday. Tomorrow, it will be Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? God will move. No, today is actually Monday. You know, I'm mixing up the days. You know, sometimes days run so fast. But the point is, Hosea is saying, God will definitely come when we cry to him, when we call on his name. His appearing is as sure as the dawn of a new day. He will come to us like the showers. You know, showers of rain, when they start pouring down, they come and, you know, I like walking in the showers. They feel nice, you know. So here Hosea says, God is going to come to us like the showers. He'll come to us like the showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. You know, when the rain comes, it brings refreshing. When the rain comes, in a way, it's like it brings healing. So here Hosea is saying, God is going to come like a shower, my friend. Oh, gosh. His appearing is as sure as the dawn, as the daybreak. He will come to us like the showers. You know, I like going under the shower in my home. When I take a shower in the morning, it's so refreshing. Hosea is saying that's how God is going to come to us, in showers. And then he says, he will come to us like in showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. Spring rains, rains that don't fail, rains that come with refreshing, with healing, with life. What we need is life. You know, when things go wrong, when we don't seem to, when we look at stuff, it doesn't seem to add up. Everything seems to be working against us. But listen, my friend, we need to look to God and say, hey, the Lord is going to come like showers. not only as showers, but it's going to be like the spring rains that water the earth. Our God is going to be like the spring rains that water the earth. So my word to you is this, my friend. No matter the trouble you're going through, no matter the tough time, no matter how things look bleak, like nothing is moving, this one thing I know, the daybreak is coming. A new day is coming. You understand me? No matter what you're going through, my friends, celebrate. Let us celebrate, for the blessings of God are about to break out. We gotta dance to the Lord and rejoice in God, because He's gonna change the situation. You know, what will change the situation is our attitude. When you have that attitude of praise, a readiness to receive God, a readiness to let God work, guess what will happen? A miracle will happen. God will hear from heaven. And God will come down, I'm telling you, and heal our land. God will hear from heaven. And God will come down and touch us and revive us and bring us back to our original position. Not only that, but bless us beyond our comprehension. Think of Job. He lost everything. He lost his children. He lost his money. He lost the family. But guess what? Job never gave up. His wife told him, he said, curse God and die. But you know what Job said? Though he slay me, yet will I save him. What does slay mean? Job was saying, though he kills me, yet will I save him. No matter what happens to me, Job was saying, I'll still save the Lord. Friends, the person we can run to when we don't understand what's going on, when we don't understand how things are running, it's God. When we run to God, guess what? God will hear our prayers and God will answer. I challenge you today, whatever you're passing through, pray with me this prayer to receive a breakthrough in your life. Pray with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace, that you're going to come like showers of rain upon our lives. We shall come upon you, Lord, and receive the blessings from your hand. For you are the God who never fails. You are the God of wonders, and you are the God of miracles. Lord, Hosea said, let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His appearing is as sure as the dawn. He will come to us like the showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. Father, thank you that you're going to change our situation, no matter what situation we are in. For you are the God of wonders and miracles. Father, I believe you for a miracle for myself, for a brand new job, and for my friends, wherever they are, that you move on their behalf as well. I give you glory and honor, Master, for hearing our prayer. As we all agree together and say, amen. 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 God bless you. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba, signing off from Dallas, Texas, here at City Place, and saying, God be with you. I'll talk to you again. And bye-bye.